Sports Rap.
Sports Rap.
With Tholakele Mganga.
Hello, Tholakele. It's time for the Sports Rap. I want to speak all things FIFA. So I managed to watch the opening ceremony. I like their mascot a little bit. I like seeing Zakumi there. And then I kind of tried to watch the game. I love FIFA World Cup games. I really thought it was a dud. That opening was a dud. And Qatar can't say anything because, I mean, you're the first one to lose at an opening. And then
Bafana fans have a lot of confidence. Yeah.
I'm not a Bafana fan. I'm just saying my 5 cents. We had that one goal. Please give us a break. But also, I then tried to watch the Samba Kings. I love Brazil, but I was just too tired. How did they perform? Talk to me about FIFA.
They beat Serbia 2-0 last night, but there is now major concern because Neymar went off injured in the last 10 minutes of the game. So we have to wait for the next 48 hours to find out if he will be fit, not just for the next game, but the remainder of the tournament. Because we do know that a lot of build-up towards this tournament has honestly been about the players that are unavailable. You think about Sadio Mane for Senegal, he's missed out. Yeah. Karim Benzema had arrived in Qatar before he was actually ruled out of the remainder of the tournament. You can probably create a best 11 of the players that are not at the World Cup. That's the sad reality of it. But I think, look, we've had the first round of group games. Yes, we've had upsets in the form of Japan beating Germany and then Saudi Arabia beating Argentina. But it's yet to really kick off. Spain have been the most impressive team because, of course, they claim that 7-0 win over Costa Rica. But as we go into this week and next week as well, you want the goals, you want the big teams, you want the performances, the star players to start showing off.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. I want to come back and pick your brain about it a little bit later. I'm going to switch now to Brent Lindicky, our good news guy. Brent, we are very tight on time, but talk to me very quickly about the good news story of the week.